Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of amazing messages we are going to get for today. So we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves, and today we will start with the birthday girl, the magical DC Love.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone, and happy spring. Today is the first day of spring, and I just feel so magnificent today. Oh, my goodness. I just want to say that I was told by Barbara and by Spirit to refer to myself as the Magical DC Love. So I am the Magical DC Love. I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. And as you well know, I'm a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I figured out after some time, it took me quite a while, that I do have a really divine connection with Joan, and she left a door open, and others have walked through that beautiful space. And in doing so, it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these beautiful changes that I can't imagine not having, my work background was in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to as well. It is the backbone in my current journey of service, and I just can't, imagine doing anything else than doing what I'm doing now. It's just so amazing. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, a Master Solution Technique Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, Spiritual Energy Healer, Speaker, and Author. I help women of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And my standing in unconditional love makes the session with me a safe place where nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. You may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing that I was guided to read is a beautiful prayer. It was written by Kathleen O'Connor. Dear Archangel Michael, sometimes it is so hard to tell where I begin and end and where the boundaries are with those I love. I need your help and assistance to remind me that I am responsible for my own happiness and well-being, that this should be my focus, my healing journey, that this is not my role to try to fix another. Surround me and my loved ones with your powerful light. Watch over those I love. Give them a safe harbor in your arms. Teach me how to hold a compassionate heart to allow others their experience, however difficult it may seem. Remind me that each life flows according to divine purpose, that I can surrender my worries and cares to you. Dear Archangel Michael, thank you for offering your protection, your wisdom, and your heart. You call forth the compassionate warrior within me. Embraced within your wings, I have no fear, only faith, trust, and love. And so it is. And I'd like to read a beautiful, beautiful, heartfelt message that I received from one of our listeners. Her name is Jody, and she wanted to, you know, give me a message for today. And she pulled a beautiful card, and I feel not only for myself but for so many more. That's why I'm, you know, wanting to read it today. And here was the message. Mary is here, and Jody was saying, I could smell her beautiful roses, and I can feel her like never before. Lose your mind. Don't let it hold you back. Know nothing and dance. You don't need to know. You don't need to let go of control. Trust. Fear not. The divine is handling it. Give your permission. Give yourself permission. Allow and let go of worry. And then each of us are to say out loud, I give my heart permission to lead this dance. I give my mind some time off. No more worry, no more doubt, planning or resisting. Instead, I surrender. I open, I allow, I allow, I allow. And all unfolds with perfection, divine timings, and the miracles of grace. With Rumi as my soul witness, so be it. I thought that was so beautiful, Barbara.
Yes, it is.
So beautiful. And that's one of our beautiful listeners, Jody, who does call in, you know, from time to time. And she gave me that, like, a beautiful, beautiful message. Now I have a message that was channeled from Archangel Raziel. Beloveds, it is I, Archangel Raziel, the keeper of divine mysteries and keeper of the supreme knowledge of the souls, who comes before you today with a message of transformation and motivation. I want to help you understand esoteric and spiritual knowledge, sacred geometry, as well as helping you with alchemy and to be able to use what you've learned to manifest what you are desiring in magical ways. I will help you with past life issues as well as assisting you to ascend to the next level in your spiritual journey. I will assist you in making decisions with clarity as well as healing you with that which is having an effect on your current life. Anything that is deeply buried and negatively affecting you will rise to the surface and will be transmuted into love. Beloveds, call upon me also if you are in need of just a little boost of self-esteem. You contain a divine spark within. Allow this beautiful spark to ignite the passion of your soul. The journey starts deep within oneself. Honor your unique spark and allow it to enhance your creative expression as well as empowering others as well to joyfully discover their own creative spirit. Beloveds, I have an understanding of the secrets of the universe and how it operates. I work closely with the Creator. My name means Secret of God. Call upon me to help you with manifestation, and I will gift you a key to unlock that which has been rooted subconscious. I will help to release fear that is holding you back and deepen your spiritual understanding. You will know I am near when you are able to understand information that is not in the realm of your physical senses. I will help you to recognize and to feel divine guidance. I will also help with nourishing your energetic centers. Each chakra will be properly aligned and balanced, helping to bring your body back into proper alignment. I am also here to help you to open up your psychic abilities. Beloved ones, call upon your divine wizard and let this divine magic begin. I am Archangel Raziel. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, and now let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Here we go. My beloved, we want you to take this time to be where you are right now. It seems that most people are thinking about the past or the future, what they haven't done, what they need to do, what they should have done, what they should have said, how it should have gone, how it might have gone. You can see that all of that is not focused on being where you are right now. So we want you to stop. Just take a moment and breathe. And allow yourself to experience this moment. There's nothing else you need to think about. There's nothing you need to worry about. Just be in this moment, right now. Check in with yourself. Check in with your body. How are you feeling? How are things working for you right now, in this moment? What is it that's most important in your life? See what comes up. See if it's what you actually believe is most important, or if it's one of those ego thoughts that keeps you sidetracked from what you consciously desire. This is how you create your life, in this moment. And so we want you to just take this moment to be right here, right now, to recognize who you truly are and what is actually important to you. And we want to take a moment to wish to our special loved DC the most happiest of birthdays. This is a celebration of your life, of every year of your life. And we want you to spend this day reflecting on that life, seeing what you have created, seeing who you are, seeing what it's all led you to. And then we want you to spend time deciding where you want to go from here. We want you to live in the moment while you make the decision of what you are going to create. And remember, when you are making a decision of what you are going to create, you do not do it with worry, frustration, stress, anxiety. That is not what we are saying. You do it with love, with the knowing that it is possible, with the opening of your heart to what you truly want to experience, who you truly want to be. So let us all take a moment and just be here now. Just feel your heart opening in this moment. Feel the love flowing forth. And if you'd like to send some of that love to our magical DC love, feel free. And in this moment, she can feel the love of all of us. All of the beautiful waves of love coming to her heart. We truly are interconnected. And when you live in the moment, you can consciously choose what you are experiencing, what you are creating, what you are living. Let your life be your conscious choice. We love you. Okay. That's what I got.
Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so very much. That was awesome.
All right. So now we've come to the part of the show where we will take questions from callers and questions from people in the chat room. And we have a caller and we have a chat room question. So our caller was first. So what was I going to say? Oh, if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And now we will take the question from caller from area code 229. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, DC. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Yeah. How are you all today?
How's it going? We're doing great.
I just want to know about, I have some concerns myself around my chest and neck and congestion or something. I don't know what it is, but I tried to make appointment to see my doctor, and it's kind of hard to get in there. But I just want to know what the angels has to say about my health today.
Okay. And Melvin, you know, what we give you from the angels, it's not to to replace, like, seeing your doctor, okay?
Right. Yeah, I know.
Know that, right? We just, like I said, we're going to give you what we get, but don't, you know, don't think it's to replace a doctor by any means. Okay.
Okay. Yes,
you know what? It's a crazy time, Melvin. Everybody sort of has the same thing that you have, you know? I mean, every other person I know has it. It's just, I don't know, this weather has been, like, really crazy, and thank goodness it's spring. It's going to start warming up, and everybody's going to feel a lot better. I feel like the first thing, like, you're getting a little run down. You're not getting enough of restful, relaxed sleep, Melvin.
Yes,
so
I'm not.
You've got a lot on your mind or something, and you're not, like, so it's getting you worn down, okay? And I'm getting, like, I just want you to really start making sure that you take a little bit better care of yourself. Okay.
Okay.
I just feel like you know, and they're going to help you. You need to, like, learn how to relax a little bit because you haven't been relaxing, Melvin.
No,
you know,
I have a lot.
No, you're just, you know, there's a lot going on there. And I'm also getting a little bit has to do with what you're eating. I don't feel that you're eating as, like, well as you could be.
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's like a whole bunch of, like, it's just like a whole bunch of things that are, like, sort of, like, adding up, Melvin. But I'm getting, like, the angels are with you, and I'm getting, like, your health is going to be restored, okay? Just think positively. Ask the angels to come in and help you with this, okay? And whatever it is that you're fearing within, Melvin, there's a fear within you, and you've got to let go of it. And, you know, let go of it and let the angels, like I said, help you. And I'm also getting, you've got to love yourself more, Melvin, okay? And that's, it's sort of like, you know, getting in your way, you know, the self-love. And you've got to see yourself. Ask that, you know, that Mother Mary and Jesus come in and let you see yourself through the eyes of love for the beautiful person you truly are. You know, please don't, like, you know, compare yourself to others. And just focus on you, Melvin, and that beautiful heart, and allow it to keep opening, okay? And as it opens, please try to see, you know, all the good that you have within you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also going, you've got to learn to receive, Melvin. So anytime anyone says something nice to you, you know, you can say thank you, you know? And accept the beautiful compliment, okay? But you've really got to take a little time, I'm getting, and, you know, to really do something nice for yourself. Okay,
definitely.
Really haven't been, you know, you really haven't been helping yourself and just really doing something nice. We have an angel coming in. She's going to help you to stay positive, and there's going to be a beautiful healing that takes place. Mother Mary is with you, Jesus, the angels are around you, your son is with you, okay? And you are, you know, you are going to be healed, Melvin, okay? There's something within you that you've got to let go of. And if you allow this beautiful team, this divine team to help you, this is going to be a beautiful time of healing and transformation.
Wow.
Okay?
Yes.
So please allow this. You know, please allow this. And your son is saying, yes, Dad, you truly deserve this, okay?
Yes.
The universe is, you know, with you saying, Melvin, I, you know, like, the universe wants to help you. I hear, like, you know, let us help you. The universe, like you said, all of, you know, you have a beautiful divine team. You know, ascended masters are gathering around you, Melvin. If you could see this beautiful team and all the love that they have for you.
Wow. I know they do. It's just that, you know, I don't see it like you do, but I know they do. And I said a really big prayer this morning when I woke up, you know, thanking God and thanking all my angels, men, and just the stakeholder, and just get me back on my feet because I'm having trouble.
And so, this is a time that you're going to clear all of this away, whatever it is that you're holding on to. You're going to have, like, the proper balance and harmony that you so deserve. And when you feel that, and stuff, just say thank you. That's all it takes is a simple thank you, okay? And just know that more and more blessings are coming your way. Okay? You're going to have more and more blessings, Melvin.
Do you see me getting my
What is it that you do creatively, Melvin? Because I feel like there's some kind of creative talent that you have that you're not expressing.
I like doing T-shirts, making T-shirts with different
sporting. That's awesome. So awesome. Well, you've got to do that. Make the time to be your authentic self. Make those T-shirts. Honor that beautiful inner child, little Melvin, within you. And this is going to help you to really express yourself, and it's going to connect you with your joy. Okay, Melvin?
Okay.
So that's, like, truly beautiful. Okay? And,
yeah.
You know, the angels, they're sort of making room. They're clearing away all those negative thoughts and, you know, negative thoughts and feelings that you've been having. Okay? Because a lot of that, like, really affects your immune system, okay?
Yeah.
And they want to get rid of that, Melvin. They want you to just feel more relaxed and allow yourself to feel calm and balanced, and you're going to see how your emotions start clearing away, and you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I feel so good without these negative emotions. I don't need them, because you truly do not, okay? That you've got to see yourself the way the divine sees you, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
And anyone that, like, does not value you for the beautiful person that you are, this is the time to clear those kind of people away. You're supposed to just really look and evaluate, like, you know, what your relationship is to everyone that you connect with, okay? If you're, you know, connected with someone and it's painful and it may be hurtful, well, that means that, you know, it's time to disconnect from them, because you can't heal, like, when you're around that kind of person, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I pick up negativity, and it makes me feel so sick.
It does.
And even my people, my own relatives, I'm like, oh, man, I can just see it in them, you know, feel it.
Yes.
And it's like, so I go take a sea salt bath, and I feel
better. That really helps.
Yeah,
and the more that you love yourself, Melvin, the more that you love and you honor yourself, you're going to see
right.
that you're going to attract the same kind of people with your beautiful energy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm stressed out, you know, like depression, like you were saying, the thoughts that I make that come to my head, you know, they are very negative thoughts, like, you know, I want to die and all that crazy stuff. And I'm like, go away, never come back again. But I'm trying to fight little bitty voice that's trying to get me to say, to quit, to give up. And I'm like, Lord, what is this? What is this? You know, so.
Well, you keep yourself on track and know that you're a light worker and you're so needed, okay? So don't let anything, you know, stop you from that, Melvin. And just, you know, you've got to, you know, let go of the limiting beliefs that you're holding about yourself. Just let go of them. Okay, and embrace, you know, like the beauty that life has to offer. You are here. You're a magical being. You're a light worker. And you have a beautiful path ahead of you, Melvin. Okay? Your path is amazing. So
what type of
getting, like, family members, maybe friends or family members, they're sort of like, I see, like, one on one side, one on the other side. They're sort of like almost, like, you know, they're pulling at you. They want your attention, okay?
Right.
And I'm getting, you know, what, like, your health and your behavior, like I said, like indulgence into different things, you know, it really affects it, okay? So what you're doing is, like, you know, if you indulge in food or whatever to make yourself feel better, you're sort of putting a Band-Aid on a problem instead of dealing with it, Melvin.
Yeah, that's true.
And the angels are saying, Melvin, you're going to feel this beautiful new self-confidence coming your way, and people are going to sense it. So you've got to be, you know, really careful how you use this beautiful power. Okay? Because you can find the love that you've been seeking. You know, it can be yours. But you've got to watch that that the way that you use this power, okay?
Okay.
So be careful with that. But everything, I see everything is going to turn out, you know, for you, Melvin, but you've got to, like I said, you've got to love yourself and get rid of limiting beliefs. And, you know, that's what's making you sick in the negativity, Melvin.
Yeah, I believe that. How soon is this?
I'm not getting that. I'm just getting the word soon. So it could be, you know, it could be a few days, a few weeks, even a couple months, Melvin. Okay?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So just please have a little patience in regard to your initial question about health, okay?
Uh-huh.
Think positively about yourself and try to take care of yourself as much as you can, Melvin. Okay? Just try to, you know, just really try to take care of yourself, hon. So a lot of it is brought on, like, by the emotions that you're holding within.
Okay?
The emotions are just, like I said, and then what you're doing, whatever you're eating or whatever, you know, like that, it's just, it's like sort of like adding on top of that, Melvin. But your son is saying he wants you to, you make those T-shirts, and when you do, you are going to get in touch with that beautiful inner child, little Melvin, okay? And little Melvin is saying, come on now, lighten up, Melvin. Have some fun. Play with me, okay? And Melvin, do you have any of the photos of yourself when you were a young child?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what I ask you to do is just, you know, get out a photo that you could really see your beautiful, amazing eyes. Look into those eyes, Melvin, and, you know, what is it that you're seeing? What is, you know, what does your face look like? What kind of expression are you making, you know? And if that little photo could talk to you, that little child could come off that photo, and he could say something to you, what would he tell you, okay? And this is the way it's going to give yourself, you know, a chance, like your inner child, to express itself to you, Melvin, okay? And then when you get, like, a response from that little Melvin, you've got to write to him back, okay?
Okay.
And just ask, you know, little Melvin within, what is it that you need to feel better? Because what I'm feeling right now is little Melvin actually has a tummy ache, okay?
Have a what?
He has a little tummy ache, he's saying. Little Melvin has a tummy ache.
Wow, okay.
So you've got to look at that picture and let little Melvin talk to you, and then you've got to, you know, you've got to respond, okay?
Okay.
And ask him, what is it that, you know, it's going to make you feel better? You know, what can I do to make you feel better? And just listen and see if you could help little Melvin feel better, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Thank you for calling in, Melvin. God bless you, honey.
God bless you, DC. I love you. Thank you.
You too, honey.
Okay, Melvin, here's what Jesus wants to say. Beloved one, a lot of what you are feeling are not actually your feelings. You are one of those beautiful light workers who feel other people's feelings. It's something that you've experienced all of your life, but you may not even realize that that is what you are feeling. We applaud you on the growth that you have experienced on recognizing other people's feelings, their negativity, and not letting it just bombard you the way that it used to. We are sending right now this beautiful host of angels to release you from the feelings that you are feeling that are not yours. You aren't required to feel anyone else's feelings. And these beautiful angels will carry away all of the worries and concerns and fears and doubts of other people that have attached themselves to you. And we are enclosing you in this beautiful, powerful circle so that you no longer have to experience other people's feelings. They can simply just bounce off, go back to where they came. This will give you the chance to be in your own energy, in your own thoughts, in your own creation. This will give you the freedom to make the choices that are important to you and not be thinking that things that you are feeling you have to be concerned about, because so much of it is not yours. This is part of your evolution, part of your growth, part of your coming into your own power. It's recognizing yourself. It's opening your heart because you know that it's safe for you to love. So we want you to just breathe deeply and let these angels work on you. Let them take away the things that are not yours. And this will also affect your health, because some of the fears, the doubts, the worries, they're not yours. And when you let them go, you get to feel better. You get to know that your life is better. And we want you to know that your life is going to continue to get better. And you will have more and more insights into who you are and what you actually want to create for yourself. So just breathe and let go. And know that your life is a wonderful experience. It is a gift from your Creator. And you don't have to be bogged down in anything that is not yours ever again. And you can start each day by thanking us for taking away the things that are not yours. That way you start each day anew, instead of being burdened with things that shouldn't be there. Start allowing yourself to accept that, yes, your life is getting better. It's not something you have to wait for next week, next month, next year. It's happening right now. Live in the moment. Let go in the moment. Move forward in the moment. The perfect time is now. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, Barbara. That was great. That was real great.
Do you feel better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see how, where I have to control it. I mean, it doesn't belong to me, so I don't need it.
No,
and,
if it doesn't belong to you, you don't need it.
Yeah,
and you can simply tell it to go or ask the angels to take it away, however you want it to go, but you don't need it.
Exactly, yeah. And thinking negative and being stressed out, that's all of this is causing it, and it's messing with my health. But I no longer will be receiving that anymore, sitting around thinking of it, you know, so, because I got to get better for Melvin.
That's right. Wonderful.
I got to get better for me. I mean, I thank y'all so much for helping me. You just don't know, y'all, well, every time I call your show and DC there, you all are, I love you all. And that's, I mean, I really do. People say they
love you too.
I really do love you all for putting me back on track. For keeping
it's
me
upright. It's so wonderful to see how you've changed over the years and how you have actually opened up to really loving and valuing yourself. In some ways, it's like talking to a whole different person. It's just wonderful to see your growth, your evolution. So please keep it going and let go of those things that are not yours.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm being attacked. But the thing is, I allowed it to get to me, but it's not going to do that anymore. It's not going to.
Yeah.
It can't. My joy, my happiness, the love that, you know, the way I'm supposed to be, the love that God has for me, the joy to be happy on this earth. You know, I know people go through trials and tribulations, but, you know, when you constantly going through something, after something is okay, get better, and something else pop up, it's just overwhelming, and you need help. You need help.
Yeah.
You need counsel. You need people to step in and show you the way. And that's what you all, you and DC, has shown me the way, has shown me and told me and spoke with the God Almighty, with Jesus Christ. I mean, to help me. And I thank you all for that.
You're welcome. And you are worth it. Remember that.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you,
you're
DC.
Welcome.
Oh, you're so welcome, Melvin. God bless, honey. Have a beautiful day. And happy spring.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. I love you all.
We love you too. And do something
right.
especially nice for yourself today, just because it's spring.
I will. I'll go out and do something.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay. And the other one was, I was talking about White Lily in the chat room. White Lily, you didn't actually ask a question, but I'm still getting that White Lily needs a message. White Lily
okay.
was talking about, I don't want to live in that push and lack anymore. That particular part of what she wrote. She wrote a lot of different stuff. Really stood out to me. So, DC, what are you getting about push and lack for White Lily?
Okay, I'm getting the first thing you have to do, White Lily, is please let go of your need to control everything. Take a break. Just know that your prayers have been heard, they're being answered, and they will be answered in the divine timing that they're meant to have. Just, you know, accept that good things are going to come to your way because they are coming to you. Okay, you're being guided, and you just have to, you've got to, you know, have faith. And, you know, if you need a little bit of help, ask Jesus, ask Mother Mary, to be able to see things through their eyes. And you'll be able to see things through the eyes of love. But your future does look beautiful, and you've just got to, right now it's sort of like, you know, it's just the time that you've really got to sit back and you've got to rest, is what I'm getting. And White Lily, you may feel like everything is falling apart in your life, but actually everything is falling together. What I see is you're like the beautiful phoenix. You're going to rise from the ashes, and you're going to be coming back stronger than ever. So this is not a time for you to try to create anything. This is a time just to rest, okay? And just to, you know, just get rid of whatever no longer serves you. It's sort of like doing a little bit of spring cleaning, okay? And you're thinking, my God, well, everything seems like it's falling apart. Everything, you know, like the oil that you were holding on to, it just feels like it's, you know, it's breaking away, and that's a good thing, okay? You may feel, you know, a little crazy right now, but soon you're going to recognize what a blessing this time is, okay? And if you've been holding anything deep within, it may come to surface and it may feel crappy. It may hurt a little bit. But let it out. You've got to, you know, let whatever it is out. And know that, you know, the universe has beautiful plans for you. And they're going to be so amazing that you couldn't even have wished them for yourself, because that's how beautiful they're going to be. So please let go and trust whatever is coming your way. And Barbara, that's what I have for White Lily.
Wonderful. And White Lily, here is what Jesus wants to say to you now. We want you to accept. We want you to accept everything, everyone, including you. We want you to accept your life. We want you to accept prosperity. We want you to spend some time every day. Maybe when you wake up in the morning, just start out by saying, I can be prosperous. I can be prosperous. I can be prosperous. Because when you are in that energy, you are no longer in that lack. It's time to let that go. And the way to let that go is to simply move on, to actually open up to more. We know that sometimes when we tell people it's time to let that go, they're thinking, well, how can I let it go? I keep thinking about it. I can't let it go. I keep thinking about it. I can't let it go. I keep thinking about it. And that is why we want you to simply think of something else. That's how you let go. It's not making a point in your mind to say, today I'm not going to think about lack, because at that moment you are thinking about lack. We would not ask you to do that. Instead, we want you to start thinking that I can be prosperous. I can be more and more prosperous every day. It's okay for me to receive gifts, to receive compliments, to receive money, to receive opportunities, to receive whatever it is that I am blessed with. I am open to receiving. I am open to receiving. Can you feel the difference in that energy and how that is uplifting, how that is taking you to a higher level of existence? And this is true no matter how prosperous you are. You can be a multi-trillionaire and still say, I can be more prosperous, because there is no limit. So we want you to open to life. And we're talking about the wonderful aspects of life, all of the love, all of the gifts, all of the beauty, all of the truth. That is what we want you to open up to more and more, and to spend time every day telling yourself, I can have more. I can be loved. I can be valued. I can be appreciated. I can accept myself. I can create an amazing life. And this is what your spring is bringing into your life. Accept this. Move forward with it. And create even more than you've ever imagined. You are loved. And you deserve it. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. If you have any comments, you can type them in, and I will read them. We'll move to our next caller from area code 323. Okay, hold on. This computer stopped. There we go.
That's who was.
Hi.
He's rid of the callers, Barbara. He's moving on to the next caller.
Okay. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Julius. How are you?
Great. How about you, Julius?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
And what can we do for you today?
Is my path amazing, and will Jesus forgive me for anything?
Well, I could, yes, your path is amazing, and yes, you get forgiven for anything.
Pardon me?
The answers are yes and yes.
Yes, Jesus will forgive me for anything.
Yes.
Of course.
I've done some bad things. I haven't paid alimony for my ex-wife and three children for the past 3 years. Does Jesus forgive me for that?
Jesus doesn't have a problem with that. You need to decide for yourself whether or not you actually want to support the children you created, but that's your choice. That's not something
okay.
Jesus is going to hold against you.
Oh, great. I've been stealing money from my job, from the register. Will Jesus forgive me for that?
You already know the answer to all of your questions. What
I
is
use
it that
cocaine.
We can help you with?
I want your forgiveness for using cocaine. Is that okay?
You don't need our forgiveness for anything.
I sold one of my son's kidneys for $25,000. Does Jesus forgive me for that? I took him to Mexico.
Of course, you're forgiven for whatever you've done. So you don't have to be worried about it. Just let it go. You see, do you have a message for Julius about forgiveness?
Well, I was getting... You know, he was talking about, first of all, his family and everything, and, you know, not paying alimony and different things. And, you know, everything, that question and every other question is just you know, hand it over to God, because he truly needs healing. And we know that he's forgiven for whatever he's done, but he's filled with anxiety. And Jesus is with him, Mother Mary, the angels, and they're asking right now, Julius, to just breathe deeply. Exhale all those burdens that you're holding within. Breathe skyward, you know, to Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, and release whatever it is that's making your heart so heavy. And just know that, you know, you are loved. You know, no matter what you do, you are loved. And believe it or not, that, you know, there's a beautiful plan for your life, okay? And Barbara, isn't it said that, you know, like, Jesus always took the ones that were, like, the hardest ones, you know, that felt that they did the worst things, and he worked with them? He didn't want to take the ones that were, you know, on their path and doing the right thing. He took the other ones just to show, you know, that anyone, you know, anyone can be healed and be put back on the right path. But Jesus worked with the ones that had, you know, like had the most problems. And you've got to have courage. And you've got to believe that whatever you've done has already been forgiven. And you've got to, you know, you've got to make the decision that you believe, and you've got to go forward on your path. So whatever you're telling yourself, you know, let go of that. And stop, you know, stop thinking these thoughts of, you know, like, their lack and their, you know, like, dysfunction, and let go of them, okay? You've got to just, you know, believe in your heart that, you know, you are loved and everything is forgiven. And you've got to decide, as Barbara said, you know, what it is that you want to do about these situations. If you ask the angels for help, they'll come in and they'll help you, okay? So just think loving thoughts instead of fear, and take that first step on the beautiful path that is waiting for you, Julius. And Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay, wonderful. Let's see if Jesus wants to say something to you, Julius. Beloved one, we want you to make conscious choices about your life, to do what is actually important to you. We know that there are times when you are thinking that nothing is possible for you, that everything is completely a mess. And we want you to get out of that way of thinking, out of that mindset, and start accepting that you have the power to create your life. And in each life, what you're creating, whether you are spreading love and light in the world, or if you are simply contributing to chaos, it is your choice. There is no right or wrong. It's a matter of what it is you choose to live. You are loved, no matter what you do. There is nothing that is ever held against you by your Creator or by me. You are loved simply because you exist. And you don't have to prove that you are a good enough person to be loved. And you also don't have to prove that you're a bad enough person not to be loved. The love is always there. It will always be there. It is there for each and every one of you, no matter what choices you have made in life. We do not hold anything against you. You are always loved. You are always loved. You are always loved. Okay, so that's what he wanted to say to Julius, and Julius is hung up, so I'm assuming that everything is fine with Julius now, and if it's not,
yeah,
I'm sure Julius should call back. Okay.
Yeah.
And our next caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Julius again. I just wanted to thank you for that. Yesterday, I made chocolate brownies with my feces and fed it to my fellow office workers.
And you're forgiven for that too, Julius. Okay. I think that's it for today then, DC. It seems we've taken care of all of our callers.
Well, you know what? We just needed this beautiful energy, Barbara, and I've got my daily dose of vitamin G. I hope that you do too. And what a way to kick off spring. It's beautiful here. We're expecting snow possibly later, But for the past couple of years, I have woken up to, like, you know, terrible snowstorms. And today the sun was shining, and right now there's not even one little snowflake out there. So I am so thrilled. No snowflake.
Well,
oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. I just feel so wonderful that I got to spend some time with you as well. Oh, my goodness, Barbara.
And I'm thrilled,
so
too.
Wonderful. And I'd like to invite those listening. Barbara, I'm going to be on Christine Williams Summit this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, that's right.
And, we did that last year, and you did it again this year, and this will be my second time as well. And those of you, if you don't have anything to do this evening, 8 p.m. Eastern time, it's my birthday, and I invite each of you to spend some time with me. I would love that. And thank you so much, Barbara, for everything that you do for me and for everyone else.
Well, you are welcome, and do something especially nice for yourself today to celebrate your birthday.
Well, you know what? I got a funny message from the friend that gave me that beautiful message, and it was about drinking wine and everything. You know, have your wine, get drunk. I said, I'm not doing anything till after the summit. No celebrating till after the summit is over. I said, oh my gosh, but thank you. That is hysterical. Oh my goodness. So I've gotten, a lot of beautiful birthday wishes and a lot of, messages that really made me laugh. And I was just, it's just so beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Wonderful.
And I feel like you're manifesting so much new into our lives. It's just beautiful.
Yes, I think we are too.
And yes, new doors are opening
every day.
Yes, unbelievable. Well, thank you, Barbara. And I'm so happy that we got to get together and have a show today, because I wasn't sure if we were. And here, lo and behold, we did. And it's so beautiful.
Yes. Well,
and
I
partied last night.
Did.
It was my husband's So we all partied together last night. We went out, the family, for dinner. And Jackson partied so much that he pooped his diaper all the way up to his hairline.
Oh, my goodness. That's way too much partying.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, enjoy your birthday. And
oh,
I'm
Barbara.
Sending you lots and lots of love. So, do happy things.
Well, I woke up happy, and we have little Jackson here for the day, so I'm doing many, many happy things. It's beautiful.
Okay, well, great. Well, we will be back on Thursday. We hope everyone has a beautiful day, and remember, it is spring, so winter is going to go away. Even if it snows today, it's still spring, so it is changing.
And Ginger wants to remind everyone, she's coming in, she said she wanted to be quiet today. But don't put your happiness into someone else's hands,
Yeah.
She's just, reminding us, our happiness, comes from us. It doesn't come from others.
That's true. That's definitely true.
Yes.
But just choose to be happy and make this a great day. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.